Title: Sound Design with Erosion for Jungle Grid Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the most slept-on character tools in Ableton Live, Erosion. If you make jungle or drum and bass, you already know that a lot of the magic isn't clean and perfect. It's that crunchy, sandy, slightly worn texture, the kind of sound that feels like it's been through a sampler, pressed a dubplate, dragged through a battered mixer, and somehow it hits even harder because of it. Erosion is perfect for that, but only if you use it with intention. Because erosion isn't warm saturation. It's more like modulated noise distortion. It adds this grainy noise component that can make transients feel scraped, and it can add bite in the mids without you having to do a bunch of harsh EQ boosts. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three repeatable tools: a parallel break grit rack, a re-sand layer that keeps the sub clean, and a hat and tops dust layer that adds presence without frying your ears. We'll stay stock. Erosion, EQ8, saturator, compressor, auto filter, maybe redux, drum bus, utility, all built in. First, quick mindset. Erosion is all about controlled band limited grit. Don't think more dirt. Think where is the dirt living? There are three controls that matter most. Mode, sine versus wide noise. Sine is more tonal and edgy, sometimes metallic. Wide noise is the dusty, sandy, sampled feeling one. Frequency, where the scrape lives. This is the secret sauce. Mid-range placement is everything. Amount, intensity. Most of the time, subtle wins, or you go parallel and blend. Let's build the main workhorse, a break grit rack. Load up a break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like. Put it in simpler or just use an audio clip. Get it warped so it's sitting right in your tempo, say 170 BPM. On the break track, drop an audio effect rack. Then create three chains. Name them dry, grit, and crush optional. We're doing this in parallel, because you want character without flattening your break. If you put heavy damage directly on the break, you can lose the snap. Parallel lets you key punch in the dry chain and mix an attitude from the grit chain. Start with the dry chain. You can keep it super simple, if you want, at an EQ8 just a clean rumble. High pass around 25 to 35 HE. That's it. Don't overprocess the dry path. It's your anchor. Now the grit chain. This is the main erosion tone, and the order matters. First device, EQ8 for pre-shaping. High pass it more aggressively, around 120 to 180 HZ, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. The point is, keep low-end punch clean, and stop the erosion texture from clouding the subs and low mids. If it's getting boxy, try a gentle dip around 250 to 400 HZ. If you want more cut, a small boost around 2.5 to 5k HZ can help, but keep it tasteful. Next, erosion. Set mode to wide noise. Set frequency to about 3.2 kHz as your starting point. Set amount to around 0.35. Now, pause here and listen. Wide noise at that frequency should give you that sand on the transients feeling. If it starts sounding like sprake and fizz, don't panic. The fastest fix is usually lowering the frequency into the 1.8 to 2.5 kHz zone. That's often the sweet spot where it stays gritty but less painful. Teacher tip. Gain staging changes erosion more than you'd expect. If you're not liking the tone, try putting a utility before erosion and pushing the input up around 6 dB, then compensate later. Sometimes that gives you a thicker chew. If it gets fizzy, back the input down and use a mount instead. Pick the cleaner option. After erosion, add saturator to glue the grit. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want it tighter and more contained. And level match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Dirt almost always feels better when it's louder in the mids, so don't let that fool you. Next, add a compressor to control peaks on the grit chain. Ratio about 3 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so you don't erase the transient snap. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. Then add a post-EQ8 to tame the aftermath. If it's fizzy, low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. If you get a whistle or harsh ringing, notch around 6 to 8 kHz. Now the fun part. Blend it in parallel. Keep dry at 0 dB. Pull the grit chain all the way down. Then slowly bring it up until you feel the bite. Not hear it as a separate layer, but feel the break step forward. A typical blend range is somewhere like minus 18 to minus 8 dB, depending on the source. The goal is old break character, but the dry chain keeps the punch. Now, optional. The crush chain. This is the Touch It and its 1994 chain. Seasoning only. On the crush chain, add redux first. Set bit reduction around 8 to 12. Set sample rate around 8 to 15 kHz. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Then erosion, but this time go sign mode. Frequency around 2 to 4.5 kHz. Amount around 0.15 to 0.35. Then auto filter after it. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a little resonance, roughly 0.7 to 1.2, just enough to give it that old hardware edge. Blend the crushed chain super low, like minus 24 to minus 14 dB. You should miss it when it's gone, but it shouldn't scream bit crusher. Now let's do bass. The resand layer. The big mistake people make is eroding the sub. Don't do it. Erosion down low will usually make your bass feel smaller, not bigger. So we're going to do a two-layer approach. Sub clean, res mid gritty. Simplest method. Duplicate your bass track. One is sub, one is res mid. On the sub track, keep it stable. Low pass with EQ around 90 to 120 Hz. Optional saturator with just 1 to 3 dB drive if you want density. On the res mid track, high pass at 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. This is non-negotiable if you want the sub to stay solid. Then erosion. Usually wide noise is best here. Set frequency around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz. That's the mid growl zone, where the bass becomes readable on small speakers. Amount around 0.2 to 0.55. Then add auto filter for movement. You can do band pass or low pass depending on the vibe. If you have the LFO device, map it to cutoff and go slow, like 1 to 2 bars. If you don't have sweet, just automate the cutoff manually or use a simple clip envelope. The point is, make the grit move, not just sit. After that, saturator again. A bit heavier here. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then post EQ. If it's harsh, notch around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to keep it tight. Finally, group sub and res mid and add a glue compressor lightly on the group. Attack 10 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just to make them feel like one instrument. That's the result you want. Sub stays solid, mid layer gets that gritty hair that reads everywhere. Now hats and tops. Erosion is texture, like a dust layer. This is a slick trick because it adds presence without you boosting harsh EQ. Take your hat loop or programmed hats. Add erosion. Mode wide noise. Frequency in the 6 to 10 kHz zone. Amount between 0.1 and 0.3. Then add auto filter after it. High pass around 3 to 6 kHz. Tiny resonance around 0.8. Optional utility. Widen to 120 to 160%, but only if mono compatibility holds up. Here's your fast mono check. Temporarily put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. If your hat dust vanishes or gets facey, narrow the dust layer or bring the erosion frequency down a bit, like 5 to 7 kHz instead of 9 to 10. Optional drum bus, very light. Drive 2 to 5. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom usually off for hats. Now arrangement, because this is where intermediate producers separate themselves. Don't just set erosion and forget it. Use it as energy automation. For drop impact, automate erosion, amount on breaks up by 0.1 to 0.2 for the first 8 bars of the drop. Then pull it back slightly. That little initial hit makes the drop feel bigger without changing the pattern. For pre-drop tension, automate erosion frequency rising over the build, like 2 kHz up to 6 kHz. It creates this rising scrape that feels like the record is being pushed harder. For call and response, make every fourth bar slightly grittier. A tiny bump in amount can create phrasing and movement even if the drums are looping. And for B sections, switch mode, a section. Wide noise, dusty. B section, sign, edgier and more metallic. Same break, different emotional color. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. If your sub loses weight, you're probably eroding without a high pass or doing it before the split. Fix: high pass before erosion, usually 90 to 150 Hz depending on the source. If your top end is frying you, especially in wide noise around 6 to 10 kHz, fix it by dropping frequency into 2 to 4 kHz or low pass after erosion. The jungle grit doesn't have to be air. It can live in upper mids and still feel bright. If you're cranking them out because your break isn't cutting, that's a gain staging and mix space problem, not an erosion problem. Level your break, carve space with EQ, then add subtle grit. And if you're stacking erosion plus redux, plus heavy saturator plus hard limiting, that's how you get brittle, cheap, painful sound. Fix: go parallel and compress the dirt chain so it behaves. Let's add a couple advanced coach moves. 1. Band limit the grit even more deliberately. Put an auto filter in band pass mode before erosion on your grit chain. Start around 2.5 to 4 kHz, with Q around 1.2 to 2.0. Now your dirt is aimed. You get Chu without coating the whole spectrum in hiss. 2. Use erosion to restore transient perception after compression. If you glued a break and it feels flat, a tiny parallel erosion layer in the upper mids can bring the snap back without raising peak level. 3. Moving grit without an LFO device. Put autopan on the grit chain, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Rate it half a bar or 1 bar. Amount 10 to 25%. Now the dirt layer breathes and shifts like evolving sample texture. 4. Gate the dirt so it hits mostly on transients. Put a gate after erosion on the grit chain. Set it so it opens on the snare and kick hits, and cleans up the tails. Super useful for modern busy rollers where you want punch, not constant sandpaper. 5. Sidechain duck the dirt from the dry break. Put a compressor on the grit chain, sidechain from the dry chain. Fastish attack. Medium release, 2 to 6 dB reduction. The grit ducks under the clean hits and blooms in the gaps. It's like ghost grit, and it keeps the groove crisp. And here's a really practical studio workflow tip. Make a dedicated dust return track you can send multiple elements to. On a return call dust, put EQ8 with a high pass around 200 Hz, then erosion wide noise around 3 kHz, amount 0.15 to 0.35. Then saturator with soft clip and 2 to 5 dB drive, then a compressor doing 2 to 3 dB, and a utility to trim. Send a little from brakes, hats, stabs, bass mids. Everything starts living in the same Gree world. Now let's lock it in with a 15-minute practice. Load an Amen style brake. Build the brake grit rack with dry and grit. Set the grit chain erosion to wide noise, 3.2 kHz, amount 0.35. Blend the grit up until it's obvious. Then back it off by about 20%. That's your taste check. Then automate erosion amount up by 0.15 for the first 4 bars of the drop, and return it to normal after bar 5. Finally, resample or bounce the processed break, then chop it into a 1-bar variation. This is a legit jungle workflow. Print the vibe, then chop it. It locks the texture and speeds up your session. Your deliverable is a 16-bar loop, where bars 1 to 8 feel cleaner, bars 9 to 16 feel grittier, but the overall loudness stays consistent. No cheating by getting louder. Level match and let texture do the work. Recap to burn it in. Erosion is best in parallel for jungle grit. Bite without losing punch. Wide noise is dusty and sampled feeling. Sign is edgy and metallic. This audio version is shortened for playback.